Good morning, conference. Great to see you all here today on what I believe is a very important party conference for us. These are days of opportunity. Now, admittedly, it's hard to think of a time when there was greater disillusionment and disengagement with politics. People are fed up, exasperated, and cynical. Stormont is constipated. Purposeful political activity has almost ground to a halt. The budget deficit is growing. In the health service, times are escalating. Patients are now waiting many times over a year to see a consultant. Trust between politicians has hit a new low, and yet I believe this is a time of tremendous opportunity for the Progressive Unionist Party. People are looking for something different, something fresh, something constructive, fair and progressive. They're looking for a new type of politics. This is our opportunity. We are not obliged to follow in the footsteps of other unionist parties. Historically, we've never done that. We've plotted our own course. We've taken risks. We've acted by conviction. And we've led from the front. The PUP document, Sharing Responsibility in Northern Ireland, was first published in 1977. It was revised and republished in 1979 and again in 1985. Almost 20 years before any other unionist party was considering it, the PUP advocated a restructuring of the political institutions in which power and responsibility was shared between unionist and nationalist political parties, with a committee structure, a prime minister and a deputy prime minister. The document stated, nationalists, being a sizeable minority, and our fellow citizens must have an executive role in any legislation which may come into being. It went on, the proposals are presented by the Progressive Unionist Party in an attempt to draw support from all political parties and groups who genuinely desire an end to the present round of political violence in Northern Ireland. The document was a forerunner to the Belfast Agreement. It was an example of the PUP placing the interests of the country before the interests of the party. The proposals focused on what is good for the people of Northern Ireland. In the current political jargon, what is the common good? As a party, what is our goal? Why do we do what we do? Well, essentially, it is and always has been to build a peaceful and prosperous Northern Ireland, a Northern Ireland that people can be proud of, with a successful football team. A Northern Ireland where they have a sense of well-being underpinned by freedom, justice and mutual respect. In the Principles of Loyalism, Billy Mitchell wrote, it is our duty to empower ordinary people in their endeavours to reach their full potential as human beings. The PUP will empower individuals to work for the enrichment and enhancement of their own lives. The PUP must always be conscious of the fact that it is the servant of the people. I think those words ring particularly true today when we see the impasse and the political manoeuvring that is going on in our political institutions. Again, another fundamental value of the Progressive Unionist Party is equality. And again, in the Principles of Loyalism, Billy Mitchell wrote, equality is essential to democracy. An equal society is one in which all members have access to similar resources and opportunities, and in which they all value each other for their common humanity. That's a fundamental principle underlying the politics of the Progressive Unionist Party. Our history is a history of progressive politics shaped by clear principles and values. We do not simply act out of expediency. There are values and principles that guide our policies and our actions. In October 1994, the combined Loyalist Military Command, in announcing their ceasefire, said, "We are on the threshold of a new and exciting beginning. With our battles in the future being political battles, fought on the side of honesty, decency and democracy, against the negativity of mistrust, misunderstanding and malevolence, so that together we can bring forth a wholesome society in which our children and their children will know the true meaning of peace." Again, that has so many resonances today when we see what is going on in our political institutions. Fighting battles, political battles, fought on the side of decency, honesty and democracy against the negativity of mistrust, misunderstanding and malevolence. We're still a long way from that. Our opportunity today and in the year ahead is to do politics characterized by honesty, decency and always done democratically. That's what people want. You can see it if you watch the TV programs and you see the Twitter feed and the text coming in. That is what people want. Our policies are important. We've got a portfolio, I think we've built up a portfolio of important, excellent, relevant policies. But the way that we conduct our politics is also important. The inconvenient truth is that dehumanising those with whom we disagree makes progress less likely and compounds our problems. Treating people disrespectfully prolongs the conflict and amounts to a sectarian act. There's a world of difference between robust and forthright political debate and gratuitous disrespect. The Progressive Unionist Party will argue our position without fear or favour, but we recognise that to achieve things politically, we need to build partnerships. Cooperation creates solutions. That is the way that politics in Northern Ireland has to work if it is to deliver for the people. It's not weakness, it's not rolling over, it's getting the business done for the benefit of our people. The challenges Northern Ireland faces are complex. Earlier this year, the Progressive Unionist Party launched its report into education underachievement from foundations. It sets out 5 major areas where measures need to be taken to deal with the educational issues. The final paragraph illustrates what I'm talking about. The challenge of providing our students with the skills, mindset and resilience to succeed in a rapidly changing employment market will only be met by increased collaboration between educationalists, industry, business, politicians and local communities. Economic recovery will not be sustainable without it. This is not simply an economic imperative, it's a matter of social justice. We all have a role to play, and our children deserve no less. To resolve educational underachievement, the different players need to work together. Educationalists, industry, business, community, parents, politicians. It won't happen if they don't pull together. There are major challenges that we face as a country. Educational achievement is just one. Poverty, the huge issues around mental health, conflicts over celebrating and respecting our respective cultures, welfare reform, the budget deficit. No party can solve these issues on its own. It requires mature political action guided by what is in the best interests of the people, what is the common good. Instead of grandstanding, pointless political manoeuvring and being gratuitously offensive to others, We, the Progressive Unionist Party, will work to tackle the real issues that affect people's lives. We'll do it diligently, honestly, and cooperatively with anyone else who's prepared to work with us. As the present situation strongly demonstrates, nothing short of this will work. And this country deserves no less. Thank you, conference.